Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Trent Hoff down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we've got a very interesting interview with Northern Minnesota fishing guide and pro angler Bro Brosdahl, and Bro offers some great fall fishing tips. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance is on at Hayward Power Sports. The world's best-selling off-road lineup is priced to move, with financing as low as 3.99% and rebates up to $3,500. Right now, you can get a legendary 2019 Sportsman 450 ATV for payments of less than $100 per month. Thinking about a Polaris side-by-side? Live life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Get more done with a hard-working RANGER. Or take on any task or trail in a versatile Polaris General. Let Hayward Power Sports help you get ready for fall, hunting, and so much more with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.99% APR for 36 months. This is Kevin, inviting you to take advantage of the Polaris factory authorized clearance at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offers valid in the U.S. through 9/30/19 on new 2019 vehicles. Financing offer valid on 2019 and 2020 models. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky for fall hunters and anglers, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out is Trent Hoff down here. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, John.
You know, we're getting cooler all the time. The water's definitely cooling down. I'm starting to see some leaves starting to look like they're trying to change out there. Fall is starting to get in the air.
Oh, definitely, John. Starting to see a lot of movement from deer and turkeys and things like that. If you're a hunter, it's getting to be that perfect time of year here.
Well, you know, as this airs, boy, we're only a few days away from the small game season, and you're looking at, let's see, small game, you got the grouse and all the small game, and you got the spring or fall turkey, and you've got the archery deer season. Well, you know, talking about the deer season, I think there's going to be a lot of people out there this year, and everything, I'm seeing a lot of stuff, but you know, one thing I'm strange seeing is I've seen some really tiny fawns out there yet.
You know, I've even had some with spots on them on my trail camera.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But they're hungry. They are eating good. You know, there's still plenty of good grass, and watch out along the side of the roads, because that's where they like to gather, it seems, and eat the grass on the side of the roads there.
And the turkeys seem to be plenty of them out there.
Oh, absolutely, John. Plenty of turkeys this year. And if you are a turkey hunter, you have a good chance of getting one for Thanksgiving.
The one thing we don't seem to have is a lot of grouse. And, you know, the DNR is even talking about, I don't know, by the time this airs, they may have done it, but they're talking about shortening that grouse season.
Yeah, it's been in a steady decline the past few years, but we have been seeing the numbers for turkeys going up, and there seems to be a direct correlation. That's why we're not seeing quite as many grouse.
Yeah, I assume. Talk about the fall fishing. What's been going on? What are you hearing here at the shop here as we're getting into coming up and going into September here?
Well, as these water temps are cooling down, the musky fishing keeps getting hotter and hotter. You are going to be seeing them coming in shallow now. Topwaters and bucktails are great presentations this time of year, but I mean, don't overlook your glide baits or your bulldogs and medusas. Those are still very effective this time of year as well.
They'll be shallow up till probably somewhere around, I'm guessing, the mid part of September, and then they move deep again.
Yeah, you know, in that time of year, you can really start throwing some heavy lures. You know, 3 ounces and bigger can really pay off that time of year. They're getting a big appetite.
And suckers will start to be productive.
Yeah, them too. And we do have a pretty good stock on the suckers already, so if you need any, come on in.
Yeah. you know, let's talk about walleye fishing. Are you hearing much as far as the walleye fishing out there?
You know, it's still decent, but it's kind of getting harder to find them in big numbers from what I've been hearing here at the shop. They are pushing out really deep during the day, and ironically, as late as it is, some guys are still catching them in shallower in the evenings, you know, at 7:30 to 8:30. Guys can pick them up as shallow as 7 to 10 feet.
I think, you know, a lot of times when you've got years that have a lot of forage or food out there in the water, the fish tend to be more scattered.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to agree with you there, John. And, you know, if you go and you do cruise those shorelines, you still are seeing some bait fish in shallow.
Yeah, you bet. Let's talk about panfish. You know, a lot of guys want to get out there for crappies in the fall. Crappie fishing is pretty good, and bluegill fishing too. And them fish are be moving out, and be mostly fish are going to find in deeper water, I think, now.
Yeah, it's definitely that time of year where you are going to have to start pushing out a little deeper than what we get used to, you know, at the end of June and beginning of July. You know, 20 feet is still probably a good baseline to start fishing for those crappies, but a lot of guys have been finding them suspended. They might not be directly on the bottom. They might be 3 feet off of the bottom.
Right. You know, and usually, you know, you can use live bait, but usually I think you really can get by with just plastics or hair jigs, something artificial.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been throwing basically a lot of really light jigs, you know, 1/32nd ounce to 1/64th ounce, and actually a good tried and true color that's still been working good for me lately is chartreuse.
I think that light jigs and light line equate to more action from panfish, without a doubt in my mind. I use 4-pound fluorocarbon, a leader section on the end of my crappie rigs, and I go to 64th ounce jigs.
It can really be a good effective method, and it can be a lot of fun too, but you still got to watch out for some stray bass and some smaller pike. They will take those little jigs.
You bet. Well, you know, we're going to have to take a break right now, and when we come back, I've got an interview with one of the top ice fishing guides out there and also guides open water over in Minnesota, Brian Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and Anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of tree stands, camo, ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The Can-Am Yellow Tag Sales Event is on now at Hayward Power Sports. Can-Am Off-Road builds the ultimate vehicles, whether ripping through trails, crawling through mud, or getting the tough jobs done. For a limited time, get rebates up to $2,500 on select new 2019 models. For example, you can get a new 2019 Can-Am Defender HD8 side-by-side for under 10 grand. This is Johnny, inviting you to check out the Can-Am Yellow Tag Sales Event today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping out co-host is Trent Hoff. And Trent, you know, I don't want to talk about ice fishing too much right now, but, you know, one of the top guys out there in the country you hear about, he wrote a lot of articles, and he's always out there in the forefront, is Bro Brosdahl. I mean, a nice guy over there in Minnesota. He guides a lot of the Minnesota waters. And the thing about Bro, though, he also guides open water, and he's known as being more of a walleye fisherman, and actually he's kind of famous for panfish.
But he's out there all open water season guiding all the time, and he's got a bunch of great tips for fall fishing.
Oh, absolutely. Probably a lot more than I can give you at this time, Sean.
Well, you know, let's hear what Bro has to say.
Well, we're talking to one of my friends over in Minnesota I haven't seen since last winter at one of the ice fishing shows, Brian Bro, Bro's Dog.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You bet. I don't know, how's the fishing been over in Minnesota this year?
Well, it was actually, I'll be honest with you, it was kind of tough this summer because, you know, we've had hotter, warmer water in the past summers, but this time we had warm water for a long period of time. I like to call it the warm water summer index, just like our severity index for a deer. So the water was warm for a great span of time, longer than I ever remember, but now it's starting to cool off, and it didn't seem like we had very many die-offs, but it really kind of made it an interesting bite. It wasn't always easy, but now the fish are getting ready to go bonkers.
You know, one of the things I think was there was just so much food out there this year. That warm water had every kind of critter in the country out there hatching out. And these fish were fat, and they just didn't need to eat very often.
No, they didn't. I noticed that, some of the lakes have zebra mussels, but it sure didn't seem to slow anything down. And I've noticed lakes that have rusty crayfish, the fish are just gorging on them. And that's an invasive species here, but, you know, man, do they chow on them, and the fish are so fat off of them. But it's been an interesting thing. As the water cools off, it makes them feed more, which I'm excited about because sometimes it's hard to get them to bite when they're already full. But in the fall, it doesn't matter what they got in their belly. They always want more, you know, so that's the cool thing. You know you're going to get action when the water temperature cools.
Let's talk about the fall fishing a little bit, Bro. I mean, everybody knows that the spring and the fall is probably your best times, and that's when the fish are eating a lot. There's less for them to eat out there, I think, as the food chain winds down, kind of. And, you know, and then, of course, the larger fish, the females, are already making eggs for next year. So, you know, there's a lot of activity going on, and walleye fishing is one of the things that, and walleye and crappie are a couple of things that a lot of guys get out there after.
Oh, absolutely. The magical temperatures, when that water starts getting into the low 60s, it flips a switch on the walleyes. And the crappies are already starting to kind of cruise the basins. And if the weeds are good, on a lot of lakes, they'll stay in the weeds all year if they can. They don't want to dump down a basin if they don't have to. If the food is there, they'll stay there. But some of the lakes in northern Wisconsin and in Minnesota have that deep water basin phenomenon, the crappies. Will drop down, and the neat thing is there's a lot of food for them. There's insect life, and walleyes in early in their life really rely on insects as food. It's a big food source, and when they get to be, you know, like around August, you start seeing all these 8-9 inch walleyes showing up everywhere, and because they're starting to chase minnows. Well, in the fall, everything bites. Everything's chasing minnows. But whatever size the minnows are this time of year is the size that they're going to go for. That's why perch, 2-year-old perch, shiners, suckers in the lake, red horse, whatever you have, when they're going to be targeting the bigger minnow size of the fish. And so that's the time of year you could actually get by using a 6 or 8 inch creek chub or sucker minnow and get bigger bites from walleyes. But I'm surprised how even a 15 to 17 inch walleye can wolf down a big minnow. They got big appetites. And then, you know, the crappies, they're extremely active. And when that water cools, you get a little bit of a buffer. In the summertime, if the barometric pressure fluctuates or if you get a lot of changing, the fish don't bite. They're just so fickle. When in the fall, you can go out there in the wrong weather, any kind of weather, and you can get bit. Unless we get, you know, the summer comes marching back sometimes during the fall days. I've seen it where it gets really hot and high pressure, even on a fall day, but it's still better fishing than it is in the heat of summer, and everything's just on. So you can find crappies in surviving weeds if you get green weeds. And I use my hummingbird to find them in the weeds. It really shows the definition of weeds in. And you could see, if you go to down imaging, you could see the broad leafy greens. And if they don't have that, if they look spindly, even on down imaging on my hummingbird, I won't fish them. But if they look broad leaf, you know, then you know. And you could drop an AquaView to take a look, too, to see if they're green. If the plants are all sour, well, who wants to hang out in a sour area? I don't. And then also check the basins. The basins, you know, where that hard bottom meets the muddy basin, doesn't always mean super deep water. It could mean 18 feet, 19 feet, could be a deep water in some lakes. In other lakes, it could be 55 feet of water. I've seen all different odds of the spectrum for crappies. And if there is no structure, they'll kind of hang around even rocks, logs, anything that's in the water. And side imaging on the hummingbird really defines what you're fishing for. And you can see schools of fish on side imaging. And down imaging is still one of my favorites because it really, really sorts things out nicely. But a traditional sonar is nice too because you can go 8x zoom in deep water and really see the fish near the bottom. And that has a target separation of 3/4 of an inch. But all in all, we got eyes to the bottom, you know, using a hummingbird or an AquaView.
Well, there's some interesting information there, but we do need to take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors, and we'll come back with the rest of the interview.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Carlson Motorsports is Hayward's newest auto dealership. Stop in today and check out the all-aluminum cargo trailers from Trophy and the unique Lake Lounger combination pontoon dock system. Carlson Motorsports is located just north of the intersection of Highway 63 and 77 on Windrose Lane. Give them a call today at 715-634-1347.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping out co-host is Trent Hoff down at Hayward Bait. And Trent, I'm going to jump right into that second part of that interview with Brian here real quick.
Jigging is absolutely my favorite way to fish.
And you mentioned the larger minnows. The one thing that I've been known to use northern pike sucker minnows when I'm fishing smallies or walleyes when I'm looking at those deep water fish, because they go after them big baits or in a jig, you know. And the thing is, when you're in that deep water, a lot of guys want to use too light a jig, I think, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You can, 3/8 ounce, even in 20 feet of water is nice. I like a fast fall. So I oversize my jigs in the fall. I use gumball type of jigs. So I'll have if I want to have a big minnow, I like a stinger hook, and I let it swing free. But if I'm using a big creek chub on a fireball jig, I'll tie a little braid stinger hook back, and I'll stick the hook in the tail. But that's the only time I stick it in the minnow, if I'm using a really big one, like a long shank fireball is nice because you can go in the mouth, come out the gill, and then just kind of slice it into the back. And then the minnow's still going to stay alive and wiggle. And it's got that little eyelet on the bottom that you can run. You can really get creative and try little stinger hooks. If you just want to, you know, use a regular jig, a long shank fireball's nice for most minnows. But if you're jigging with a great big minnow, then I like using a stinger because you don't have to stop and let them chew on it. you just set the hook. And but even if you could just get, you know, 3 to 4.5 inch golden shiners, sucker minnows, whatever's available. Bait's been a tough issue because our lot of lakes froze to the bottom, the little ones back in the woods that they trapped for bait. So it's been a tough commodity this year. But even using a night crawler all the way into fall, jigging with a night crawler is pretty doggone hard to beat on a long shank fireball jig, because you could thread the night crawler on and there's a little wire. You take a little needle nose, you bend that wire up and make a little hook, and you can stab it in the crawler, then the fish can't pull it down. And just nip a little bit of the tail off so that it leaves scent in the water. And then leeches are, like, who's got leeches left?
They're hard to find.
they're hard to find, but I'm a hoarder when it comes to bait. And I've still got leeches, and I changed the water, and I got a bubbler, and I keep them really cold in the fridge, just above freezing with a bubbler, and changed the water by putting another jug of water in the fridge with them. So the water's the same temperature, but I can give them clean water. And you start out with 3 or 4 pounds of leeches, and by the time fall comes, and everything really loves leeches in the fall, like, my goodness, do they love them. I'm down to about 3/4 of a pound, and I rash them. I actually kind of save them for myself because leeches work really great. I'll use little buckshot spoons when I'm crappie fishing, and use them for jumbo perch also. Perch, they really put the feed bag on in the fall. It's amazing. And so I get a little buckshot rattle spoon, like a glow orange, which is very close to looking like a crayfish, or, they have some really cool patterns, but crayfish or perch colors. And then I'll just cut a leech up in little chunks, then I'll put a little leech in one of the treble hooks. I'm telling you, I catch a lot of fish, even on a thumper head. Just put a little impulse twister tail on there, and then put a chunk of a leech in. They really dig it. Everything eats chunks of leeches on jigs. So if you want to use plastics on the back and just put a chunk on, it works good. I call it leeches pieces. It's a candy for fish.
Bro, you know, when it comes to talking about things, one of the things you mentioned, we're talking about the electronics and what you can find out there. And, you know, the Hummingbird stuff is actually pretty phenomenal, what you can find out there. The 2D sonar, the traditional sonar, is actually improved greatly, too, with the high, wide chirp transducers and stuff. But we talk about this hard bottom, soft bottom transition all the time. Mm-hmm. That really stands out when you learn to use our side imaging. You can find these spots so easy in little bands of rock and gravel, and just amazing things that you can learn watching that sonar. And it's not all that difficult to learn it.
Oh, and it's key stuff. It's super key stuff, especially in fall when you do get cold. You know, obviously it's cooling off in the fall, but when you get a massive cold front bearing down on you, these hard bottom areas away from shore, not too far from a hump, or it could be an extension of a hump. I call it the root of a hump, because the humps kind of reach out farther than you think. And you get these hard bottom areas, whether they're sand or they're gravel. These are some of my A spots. You know, the A spots used to be the points on the humps. Well, everybody sees those now. So my new A spots are hard bottom areas that are not that defined, that you really have to pay attention to. And I'll mark some of the corners of these areas. And I find these save my skin a lot of times on guide trips or even in tournaments. And then even panfish will choose these spots. If the weeds kind of die off, get sour, you know, they've already started dying off. You'll see a lot of the, a lot of sand grass floating, and you'll see the, all the different vegetation start coming to the surface. Northern milfoil, even Eurasian water milfoil, starts splintering and breaking off, but that'll live through the winter depending on the sun. But when this happens, sometimes fish will go to hard bottom areas on the edge of it in muddy areas. But on a warm trend, they'll move up. Any kind of surviving weeds will be loaded with panfish, and the perch will be in the edge of the weeds, because that's where the crayfish are. And they're going to be eating crayfish and eating minnows. And the feed bag in the fall, I'd say it's almost on just about every day. And the neat thing about it, it's banker's hours. Unless you're crazy and you just have to go out at night, in the fall, you can go out and fish 9 till 2. You don't have to get up early, and you don't have to go in late. You can just get out there and soon as that weather starts happening, the wind or the sun gets high. And remember, too, you want the sun to be higher if you're fishing in waters deeper than 20 or 30 feet. Even in clear waters, zebra mussel waters, doesn't mean that the water is gin clear, because wind action and turbidity change things. And fish, including walleyes, get more active when the sun gets higher and brighter, especially in deeper water. And I am thoroughly convinced that big fish, your super big, super old walleyes, bite better closer to noon than any other time. And it's an old fish. And I know they can see at night, and they do feed at night, but I catch most of my big fish between 11 and 1 o'clock in the fall. And it's just, that's just a timing thing. Every lake has a window, and you key in on that when you're out on the water. And sometimes you don't have very much time. I don't always have a lot of time. If I'm out scouting a lake, I might have a matter of an hour or hours, and I get little clues, and then you follow those clues, what the fish give you, and you can come up with a pattern. And I see it over and over, whether it's in a walleye tournament, a bass tournament, or an ice fishing tournament, you'll find that some of the people just get a little bit of a clue, and they run with that clue, and they make something happen. And a lot of people miss the clues. So I always hope that my ears are always open and listening to the walleyes when they talk to me.
Bro, what's your website in case anybody wants information on your guiding or anything else?
Yeah, just go to brosguideservice.com, or you can follow my adventures on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
You bet. Well, bro, I want to thank you again for coming on here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, he's an interesting guy to listen to, and, you know, we got to talk about a couple other things going on here. You guys down at the shop are all geared up for the fall.
Yeah, we got pretty much the store set for the fall season. Before you know it, we're going to be packing in all the ice fishing gear. But we're pretty well stocked. If you're gearing up for the small game, bear season even, or archery or gun season, we got a pretty good assortment out here now. And we do have some deals. So come on in, check it out.
What do you think the deer season is going to be like this year? It seems like there's quite a few deer around.
Yeah, you know, and actually I've been spotting a fair amount of decent bucks this year, which is a good, promising thing to see. And talking to a lot of guys, a lot of good deer on cameras. So, but the bear are quite prevalent, so, you know, you might have to keep an eye out for them as well.
Seems like there's more and more guys out there shooting, or hunters are shooting crossbows now.
Yeah, it's getting to be a real common way to be hunting them. It's actually really cool, because the technology they have nowadays, it can get a lot of people out in the woods that normally wouldn't be able to. And it's great to see a lot of new faces getting out into that type of sport.
Well, you know, and there's always going to be some traditional archers out there say, well, yeah, but that's not really bow hunting. But, you know, I'll throw it back to what Tony Knight once said to me, who Tony Knight was the originator of the Knight rifle, which used a 209 shot shell primer and a muzzleloader. And he got all that static back then. It wasn't a traditional muzzleloader. He said, if you're going to go out and you're going to harvest an animal, you owe it to the animal to do it as cleanly and efficiently as you can.
I totally agree, John. And that's another amazing thing about these crossbows. You can make a very clean, ethical kill. They're very fast shooting. They have a lot of knockdown power. And, I mean, they do have speed. I mean, 9 times out of 10, that arrow is going to be passing through that deer before they even knew it hit them.
You bet. I've shot enough of them with that. You know, a couple of things I want to remind folks of. We've got that youth muskie hunt coming up out here on Moose Lake. It'll be, I believe that's the 19th or 21st, something like that, of September here. And then we'll have the big Fall Muskies Inc. tournament that'll be coming up here in a few weeks.
Oh, that's always a good time, John. And we do see, you know, a lot of people coming into the bait shop. So if you have any questions, we're more than eager to help.
You bet. Well, anyway, we're about out of time for this week. Trent, I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, I post that show up on our website at wnoradio.net. You can actually go to there. You can link through to our podcast site. It also winds up on Spotify, and it winds up on YouTube. So lots of opportunities if you miss a show to listen to it. A lot of good information out there. We try to share as much as we can. Well, we're out of time, folks, for this week, and we'll see you again next week with another interesting show.
Me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications,
Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.